If you are a tuba player, it helps to have a friend. That's the premise of a new CD called Dos Amigos. It's Latin music for tuba, featuring Sam Palathian and Patrick Sheridan. Both have wide-ranging solo careers, and they are tuba friends indeed. Together in our studio, they opened their instrument cases. Sam Palathian says there's a whole family of tubas.
You know, it's funny to think of them as bugles because this is a bugle with a capital B, but they speak in very different languages.
Patrick, your tuba, let's hear a little bit of yours, please.
Certainly. Mine's actually pitched in E flat, which is a more common keyed instrument in the brass band genre.
How does it feel when you play that, physically?
I've forgotten over the years, actually, that it's even in my lap. It's really my voice. It's an extension of speaking for me. I mean, a lot of people, when they see me play, a lot of times the comment that I get is that I cradle it like a child, and it's definitely a part of my body. It's an extension of my arms and of my voice.
Do you get a vibration back into your chest?
Oh, absolutely. I get a vibration from my chest. I get a nice feeling because of the amount of air that it requires to create the lips that buzz to make the instrument sound is an enormous amount of air compared to how you breathe normally. So there's a sort of a natural high, if you will, from that amount of exchange of air.
Mr. Palathian, your tuba?
This is a contrabass tuba, and it's several feet longer, actually, than the bass tuba, and usually provides the fundamental for the music, no matter what size the group. You just heard the bass tuba, and you'd have something like this for a contrabass tuba. So our notes are down by the very bottom of the grand piano range.
So we probably heard the lowest you could play right there, did we?
No, let me do the limbo, the tuba limbo now, and go as low as I can go.
Oh, that hurts a little bit.
You know.
Okay, we heard the lowest note on yours. Patrick, play the highest note on yours, please.
So that would be the E flat above middle C on the piano, but then to extend that. So you can see there's an extra added range that's possible with this instrument. For a brass instrument, the widest range available in terms of low to high. On this latest record, actually, we recorded the highest notes for tuba. It's the new Intergalactic Cosmos world record, which was actually two octaves above middle C.
There's a moment in there that I still get a tight neck whenever I hear the note, actually.
Mr. Sheridan, in selecting songs, there's some really pretty chords or voicings of these two instruments when they come together. What pleases you the most when you can get two instruments together playing different notes?
It's possible with any instrument, but what's special about tuba, when it's played perfectly in tune, in harmony, in a tenth, for example, is that the harmonics ring very loudly. So there are several times on this CD, for example, where Sam's playing a bass part and I'm playing a melody, and the intonation lockup is so great that you hear the whole chord. So it sounds like a full sound, like I think number 8, for example, Patria. You hear other people playing and there aren't.
Thank you.
you go into a church and you hit this, it's kind of like a perfect game in baseball. You hit that perfect intonation, that moment. It's everywhere in the church. There are people that'll come back and say that they never heard the note you were actually playing, that they heard another melody completely that was floating above. That's how Ravel did Bolero. I mean, he voiced out bells and sounded them. That's sometimes the sounded harmonics are louder than what's coming out the tuba.
Patrick Sheridan, you ever noticed that?
Oh, absolutely. If you consider the geography to be the piano, we're so far down in that range that there's all that space above it in terms of actual notes to be able to ring.
Now, would that have attracted either of you to the instrument in the beginning? Did you notice that growing up as musicians?
No. People come to an instrument like tuba for real different sociological reasons. I did it because I was an accordion player as a kid in a polka band, and this really friendly man who was always happy played the tuba. And he leaned over to me one night at the polka rehearsal, and he said, next year you're going to be old enough to be in the school band, and you can't play the accordion. Mm-hmm. So it took me about 15 minutes to get over that. And he said, you should take up the tuba in the school band, and you'll always have friends. If you walk into a high school band room or junior high school band room and you volunteer to play the tuba, it's really an amazing moment for the band director, because usually it's a sentence like a failed trumpet player gets the tuba or something like that. So I got in there, he says, what would you like to play? I said, I'd like to play the tuba. And he stopped. And so he wanted to know why. And I said, well, the guy said I'd always had friends. And he says, well, you have one now. My name's Mr. Hill. That's how it started for me.
Here's what I can see sort of happening. You guys are playing a concert. Afterwards, somebody comes up, maybe 9, 10, 11 years old. And you can see a look in their eye, right? Maybe they want to try it. What's the one thing that you'll look for in that youngster's personality?
It's funny you should ask that. I met Patrick Sheridan when he was 9 years old at a clinic in Minneapolis.
Is that right?
Isn't that funny? Yeah. And there was a look in his eye. The thing that you want to know is if they're doing well in school, of all things. And the reason why is because you have to be smart enough to keep that music moving and not drag it down. So you want to play a bottom instrument, but think like a treble clef or high instrument at the same time so that you can move with them. So you want to know how they're doing in school. You want to know if they like sports because it's very physical. If you think you're going to do it because you don't have to think and just go oompa, it won't work.
And if you do do it, you'll be rich and famous, right?
No, but you'll have a lot of friends.
Sam Palafian and Patrick Sheridan play tubas together on their recording, Dos Amigos.